Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
Today in Southern Cross, I am speaking to AUT Pacific Media Centre's reporter, Rahul Bhattarai, as usual. We are talking about the centre's news stories and issues being covered. Today, our topics include the arrest of two Burmese journalists and concern in Fiji over power of their military and the discussion of climate change in the 49th Pacific Islands Forum, which took place in Nauru. So, to begin... the Asia Pacific Report has published an open letter from Reporters Without Borders in regards to the two Burmese journalists who have been arrested for their investigative work in Myanmar. Rahul, could you tell us more and what's in the letter and about their arrest?
Absolutely. Now, just the background about their arrest is the Kwee Soo-oo and Wo Loon are the two journalists who got arrested for... their investigative work in Myanmar.
Yeah.
On 2017 September, they sort of investigated the massacre of 10 Rohingya civilians by Myanmar army. And so the letter addresses that their work should not have them arrested because what they did was sort of their work. That's journalists and that's a freedom of speech, basically. They need to undisclose what's going on, what's happening in the community in their work. So the two reporters were cruelly framed by the police captain, Mo Yan Nang. Sorry, excuse me for the names. And that was acknowledged by the court in 20th April. And it was said that two journalists was not arrested. However, the chancellor of Myanmar, she released on a statement that the two journalists was not arrested for their investigative work, however, for breaching the colonial era law. Now, the law, that's a draconian law, which was established in 1923, that's a British colonial era law, which carries 14 years in prison for this kind of activity. However, the journalist here has been sentenced for 7 years each in prison.
What sort of activity are they concerned about?
Oh, just an investigative work. They're just doing their work as a journalist. So in Myanmar, I'm pretty sure we all know about it, how that is the most sort of growing refugee crisis in the world at the moment. And there are hundreds and thousands of people who have already fled to neighboring Bangladesh. And even Bangladesh do not want to take their refugee as much because Bangladesh is a developing country. They are not very wealthy and they do not have place. Bangladesh itself is one of the most highly populated countries in the world. So what Bangladesh have done so far is they have sort of, they have asked the refugees to go to a remote island. And that island is well known for not being habitable. So every time in monsoon and rainy season, it gets completely flooded. So the refugees are being sort of detoured to that place, sort of routed to that place. So it's basically about their safety. And those refugees they just did not come from elsewhere in Myanmar. They've been living there like second or third generations people. And majority of the Rohingya refugees, well, all of them are Muslim. So it's also said that it's an ethnic cleansing by the Myanmar people.
Oh, wow.
The government, yeah.
So do you have anything else on that point? Or?
Well, I really hope that they get sort of cleared and they sort of come out of the prison because they are not criminals. They are doing their job. That's a defense of, you know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So now moving over to Fiji, the political climate there seems to be rather stable and positive. There's positive growth in the country. However, there are still some concern over the power that the military has. Why is this of concern for some people?
Okay, now, yes, Fiji seems to be slightly more stable, showing good growth, economic growth in the country. However, Professor Vijay Naidu from University of South Pacific seems to be a bit more concerned about the clause, about the military clause that was reinstated from 1990 Constitution that has been brought forward to 2013 Constitution. Now, the reason they're a bit worried is because that law sort of gives Fiji military a blank check to interfere in the political process of the country. So
And who introduced this? The government?
So this was brought forward from 1990.
Wow.
Now, the clause basically says, this is a quote from Professor Naidu, the 1990 Constitution has a clause that says the security and well-being of the people of the country is in the hands of the Fiji military force, and that has been reinstated in 2013 Constitution. Now, giving this kind of responsibility to the military means that any time the military is not happy with the government government's policy, they can intervene under guise of acting on behalf of the security of the country, and they could actually just reinstate, stage another coup.
Wow.
So that is the reason this is a bit of a concern. But apart from that, we are still waiting to hear the dates for Fijian election, and everything seems to be going peacefully so far. I just spoke to one of our Pacific Report reporters who is in Fiji at the moment this morning, and he said everything's good, but we still do not have the Fijian date.
Yeah, and is there concern that during that election that there will be interference by the military?
I'm not too sure about that yet, but I do not know. I think the date has not been released because I think the ruling party wants sort of an advantage in that way.
Yes.
That's my assumption, but I'm not too sure. Yeah.
So moving again on over to climate change, labour mobility and West Papua, where some of the issues that were discussed at the Pacific Island Forum last week. Could you tell us more about these issues and what was discussed?
So now, with the climate change, something is that... excuse me. With climate change, basically, even though the Pacific does not account to climate change as much as rest of the world, like Europe, America, or the Asian countries, we are the first line of defense. So our Pacific Islands, they get sort of directly affected, and it has already been affected. We can see some of the islands in Fiji that have been affected by climate change.
Mm.
Now, in the Pacific Island Forum, all the countries supported and acknowledged climate change at least. However, Australia was the only member that did not.
Mm.
So which is a major concern for Pacific Island people, because it's their home that's going to be flooded once the sea level rises. And what was the other bit?
So climate change, labour mobility? No, West Papua?
Oh, yes, and with West Papua, we spoke about West Papua issue last time as well. There has been, I think West Papua said a resolution would be put before the UN General Assembly next week for West Papua, or because they want to be separate from the Indonesian rule.
Mm.
And West Papua was a Netherlands, New Guinea. Prior to getting independence from the Netherlands, so I think that's what they want to go back into, being an independent state, so the people there do not suffer as much as they're suffering under Indonesia and some other people right now. Yeah.
That is completely fair enough. Do you have anything else to add on that?
I think we're done for today.
All good. So that was our Southern Cross segment with Rahul from Pacific Media Centre. Thank you very much, Rahul.
No worries. Thank you.
That was the Southern Cross.